We hear two very different prayers in today's gospel, and I want to focus on one key difference between the two prayers. The tax collector saw himself in need of forgiveness. He recognized that he had sinned, and he pleads to God for mercy. The Pharisee viewed himself as already being righteous. He was already right before God, and he didn't think he needed mercy. He just sat there and complained about the sins of everybody else in the world, but not himself. Some people in the world are so broken that they don't even set foot in a church. They despair on God's mercy. They believe that because of their sins, they're so broken that God couldn't possibly love them. And so the message in today's parable should be one of hope for those individuals, because here we have a tax collector who would have been very despised by the people, but he turns to God and he receives mercy. But there's other people in the world today who just ignore sin, and they think that they're right before God. And so they think that they have no need whatsoever for religion. Even in a world where we're in moral freefall, it's complete moral chaos right now. You know, there's no fear of God. There's no reverential honor given to God and his moral order. Even the basic truths of male and female are no longer respected, much less the obligations that we have towards God and towards the church and the obedience we should have towards proper morality and the charity that is due towards our neighbor. And so there's often, even though the world is in moral chaos, there's often no realization in people's hearts for their needs for forgiveness. And so they leave the church, where they see no need for religion within their lives. There is not a single one of us who can stand before God and say that we have never committed moral evil. None of us. You know, to say that we've never once in our entire life been selfish, we've never once thought a thought or said a word negatively about somebody else, or we've never once failed to show someone the love that we should have showed them in a situation. None of us can stand before God and say that. And when it comes to moral guilt doesn't decrease with time. We might forget about things that we've done, but that doesn't change the reality that the moral guilt is still there from any sins that we've committed. And the reality is, all the money in the world, or constant entertainment, or the best job that we could possibly get in this world, none of that matters if internally we're guilty and we're not right before God. If we're carrying moral guilt within our soul, then there's nothing that this world can give us to make us right and to make us satisfied. The only path to righteousness and being right before God is through the forgiveness of our sins. And forgiveness comes only in one place, and that is the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on Calvary. There is no other religion in this world that can offer us forgiveness for sins. There's no other offering that we can make to atone for our sins, to be internally right before God. And so the reality is that each and every one of us needs Jesus Christ. We need the sacrament of confession. We need the Holy Eucharist. The tax collector recognized that he was in desperate need, and that's why he fell before God and begged him for mercy. And it's important that each and every one of us recognizes our own need for God's mercy, and that we follow the example of the tax collector. That Mass, at the end of the Eucharistic prayer, we sing a beautiful prayer. It's Lamb of God, takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. When we come to Mass each Sunday, or each opportunity that we have to come to Mass, we're coming before the foot of the cross. The sacrifice of Jesus Christ is made present to us on this altar. And as we come, we worship the Lamb of God, because we recognize that it's only through his sacrifice that we're right before God, that we're made whole, and that our inner integrity can be restored. And so as we reflect upon today's gospel, I encourage each one of us to avoid the extremes. You know, the people who despair on God's mercy and think that God can never forgive them. Or those who don't see or acknowledge any sin in their lives, and so they don't bother to come to church at all. Or those that think that we're better because we come to church and we're not like all those other people in the world. We're not okay just because we're Catholic. That doesn't mean we can be satisfied and that we don't need God's mercy. We're Catholic because we recognize that we need God's mercy. And that's what draws us to the church. Because we know that we need to come to the foot of the cross every Sunday and plead for God's mercy and to worship the Lamb of God. Because it's only Him that heals us and restores our inner integrity.